have one.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you for pregame coverage as we dive into our boys matchup. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A hosting here the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2. A boys matchup down here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, Valley Heights High School. Valley Heights starts the year off 0-1. They lost against Marysville last Friday, 61-35. The Axel Eagle boys, oh, this is their season opener. They have yet to play a game yet this season. This is their opening game. They start here on the road against Valley Heights, and then on Friday, or not Friday, but next week, they'll have Cornerstone and then Lynn. So not much of an upcoming strict schedule here for the Axel Eagles boys. Just a pretty short schedule before they get into that winter break. Just a couple of teams kind of sprawl throughout there. But again, regardless, first game of the season here for Axel. Valley Heights, this is their second season, or their second game of this season. Valley Heights Mustangs head coach Kenny Steinfort, his second season with the team consecutively, but his third overall year. He coached back in 2002-2003 for just a one-year stint. Axel Eagles head coach Jason Zinen, it's his 11th season. His 17th overall as a coach, his tenure with Axel is 139-99. And this is a great Axel team, a team that replaced Brandon Schmedgley and Eli Brockman from last season. They returned 10 letter winners and 4 starters and only lose 5 letter winners, albeit really good ones. But Axel, well, no, nothing really better than what they accomplished last year. And it was the Class 1A Division 2 title, their first since 2013. They went 24-1, 10-0 in the Twin Valley League to win their first league title in school history since 1996. It also marked the back-to-back consecutive years of 20-plus win seasons, including the single-season win record for the Axel Eagles. They defeated Cunningham in the state championship 57-39. Head coach Tynan was also coach of the year in Class 1A Division 2. Again, Valley Heights, they were 4-17 last year, 2-9 in the Twin Valley League. They're searching for their first winning season since the 2019-2020 season, which they went 10-2 in the TVL and 18-7 overall. So it's going to be a big matchup between both sides. Of course, Axel, they returned the great All-State mention, Shaughnessy and Sandman. For Valley Heights, they have 9 freshmen, 5 sophomores. One of their top upperclassmen is hurt, Everson Parker, so they'll have to rely on 2 seniors to lead a group of 9 freshmen and 5 sophomores against this well-rounded Axel team. Should be a great matchup here on 92.1. KMZ will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back here on the court side with starters and basketball action. Valley Heights, Axel Eagles, boys matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 19.1 KMZA. Credit and Profit, Kurt Kilman, my little helper here during the holiday season, back in studio. And we got the boys matchup here on the way Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A against the Axel Eagles of Class 1 in Division 2. Again, it's the opening game of the season for the Axel Eagles, their first game. They've already played one game, they're 0-1. They're trying to get their first victory of the year, but they're going to face a very good Axel team that returns four starters, 10 letter winners, all a part of last year's state title team that went 24-1. It's going to be a tough game, but Valley Heights are going to try to make it do. They got a very young team. Looking over the starters, though, starting here with the away team, Axel Eagles, Landon Schmidt, the 5'10 senior, Joe Weibarter, the 5'10 junior, Wyatt Dewar, the 5'10 junior as well, Colin Shaughnessy, 6'2 senior, and Logan Sandman, the 6'6 junior. Is my nickname for him, the Mountain. And you'll be hearing that probably quite a bit today. He's absolutely incredible. And he plans on going on and playing basketball and cover college. Last time that I kind of talked about with the coaches, he averaged 12 points a game last season, so he's going to be an absolute dominant presence here on the floor for Axel in 2025-2026. Well, here looking over the Valley Heights Mustangs, the home team, they got three freshmen here on the starting lineup, Ben Miller, Preston Schmierczyk, and Osric Nemacek. Then for the senior leader, Lawson Stryker, and the sophomore, Bryson Clay. So again, all here 92.1 games. Yay. It's boys action. Four quarters of play, 32 minutes all together, all here on 92.1 KMZA. So again, here for the Valley Heights Mustangs, Stryker, Miller, Schmierczyk, Clay, and Nemacek. And for the Axel Eagles, Schmidt, Weibarter, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Sandman. Now, we talk about Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy was also here, we mentioned last year. He was kind of a spark plug player. He never actually really started many games, but he came off the bench very quickly. And in that time, 14 points per game, shot nearly 40% from the arc, 3 steals per game, 2.5 assists, and 4.2 rebounds. A great player. Here's the tip-off here, loading up. 092.1 KMZA. Logan Sandman right up again. Bryce plays, and Valley Heights will actually win it against the big man. Valley Heights will take things over to start this, but they will turn over as fast as they get it. Picked up by Colin Shaughnessy down the floor, looking to Sandman, but then turn over back here from Axel to Valley Heights. So back-to-back teams gone with it with takeaways. That was Smirchak for the Mustangs. And now Valley Heights has a three-point shot. It's airmailed left side. Colin Shaughnessy has the rebound. Quickly down the floor. It's to Schmidt. Schmidt back up to Shaughnessy. And loses a three! He could not deck the three, but he picked up his rebound. Looks for the put back on the layup. Assist there by Landon Schmidt, though, as he was knocked right back for Shaughnessy on the wing. And Axel starts the scoring 2-0. 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Valley Heights trying to match his intensity against the Axel Eagles. Valley Heights, a team that is starting three freshmen here on the floor in varsity basketball. Here with it, right side, Schmierczyk, the freshman. Up to the top to Clays, the sophomore, and Clays drives inside, and he's stuck in the mud, and he called for a travel. Axel takes over here. Up to 2-0, 6:53 to go in the opening quarter. First game of the season for Axel. They want to make it a good one. Down the court, Wyatt Detweiler passes off to his right side to Leibarger. Leibarger to Detweiler. Detweiler to Smith, left side. Reset it back up to the top of Detweiler, looking through the offense here. Right now, a zone defense, a 2-3 zone from Valley Heights. Shaughnessy goes opposite side wing, and he throws it out of bounds for a turnover. First game of the season for Axel, so again, communication, getting this unit together is going to take a little bit of time, but once that belt gets clicked in place, Axel will be nothing but driving at high speed for the rest of the year. There, a team that can't do it. Leibarger tries to get the steal, but Detweiler picks it up. His first steal of the game, and Detweiler trying to get the finish in the hoop, could not do it. And Valley Heights accidentally knocking the ball out of bounds after the attempted rebound there by Bryson Clays. So Axel keeps it on the right boundary. They throw it into Detweiler to Leibarger. Leibarger left wing up top to Detweiler. Landon Schmidt inside. His pass is deflected, and it's back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy cross-court tip out to Leibarger. Detweiler. Shaughnessy, here's a three! Nothing but net for Colin Shaughnessy! 5-0. Axel leads with 5:45 to go in the first. It's all Axel in the early going. Valley Heights, Schmierczyk with it. Driving right side, dumps it off in the front court to his teammate, Lawson Stryker. The lone starting senior here on the lineup. Two seniors, though, on this team, alongside just another upperclassman is Everson Parker, but he was hurt last Thursday against Marysville in the second half, dislocated his shoulder, projected to take a potential return after Christmas. Colin Shaughnessy, it's Steele. Axel back out with it on offense, up by five. 5 minutes to go now in the first. Weibarger doesn't pull the trigger, keeps a hold of the ball, gets deflected right back to him after a pass attempt. Sandman drives inside, the mountain couldn't go in with it. And Ben Miller, the freshman, makes the rebound. Down the court, Miller, nice Euro stepping in. Beautifully done by the freshman. Ben Miller, this 6 foot freshie from Valley Heights, takes a Euro step and a finesse to go in for two. Valley Heights sends two back deep to defend, and Miller misses his free throw shot for the and one. Axel rebounding it with Shaughnessy. Detweiler back to Shaughnessy in the right corner. He's going to pop a three-pointer! Shaughnessy already decking the halls in quarter one. Two threes, two of three from the three-point range. And when Shaughnessy gets going, there's no stop. You got to find a way to defend him. And Valley Heights will have to take an early timeout down by six. 8-2. Down by Axel. 4:29 to go in the first quarter. We take a step aside, a full 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experiencing low back, hip, or groin pain, bladder issues, or discomfort? It could be your pelvic floor. The expert physical therapy team at Sabetha Community Hospital understands. We offer specialized pelvic floor therapy for urinary urgency, incontinence, pelvic pain, and more. Through education, strengthening, and techniques, find relief and improve your life. Take control. Contact the physical therapy department at Sabetha Community Hospital today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming at the Valley Heights timeout, 4:28 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Heights trails by six. 8-2 here to the Axel Eagles with the ball controlling on the right side wing. Smear check. Bouncing out to the baseline. Now back to Miller. Miller, a fadeaway shot for a long two. It's missed, and the rebound is picked up by Lucas Talbot. His first time here in the game for the Axel Eagles. Landon Smith attempts a three-pointer. He misses. Next zone rebound and is fouled on the floor. They call it on the floor, seeing the number here that they throw out for Valley Heights. They call it against Lawson Stryker, the lone starting senior here today. He gets his first foul. Axel here on the toss, and Schmidt is fouled. He will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Landon Schmidt last season averaged 5 points per game and 3 rebounds per game. He's a letter winner, a 2-year experienced varsity player, a strong motor, and a terrific rebounder. He's a 5'10" starting senior here on this lineup. Of course, Schmidt still wrapped up there a little bit on his right hand, next right around his wrist and his thumb. Came back late in the playoffs there against Hanover, played in the sub-state championship game, scored the first two touchdowns in that game. Unfortunately for Axel, their 5-feet ascent came to an end, and also their 58-game winning streak on the football side also came to the end in the season as well. One free throw shot goes in, the second one missed by Landon Schmidt. Rebound is picked up by Smircheck. He's down the floor, left wing, 3:50 to go in the first. 9-2, 7 lead here for the Eagles. Here's a long three, and off the backboard for Preston Smircheck. Smeared it in. 9-5, actually lead by four. Shaughnessy goes in quick and is fouled. And that is what this actual team is going to do, and they feel like any time momentum goes a certain way, they will quickly go down the court. They will drive inside. They will get themselves up at the line. They know how to break momentum. Shaughnessy. His first free throw shot is up, and it is good. Shaughnessy already 9 points in the first quarter. Two threes, one for one at the free throw line. Already he leads the slate tonight for Axel. Shot so bright. And Shaughnessy, two for two at the line, now already 10 points in the first quarter. 11-5. Axel leads by six. 3:28 to go in the first. Smear check, left side out to Miller, low wing. Miller jumbling with it, passes him out to the right to Nemechek. Nemechek drives in, kicks out to Miller. Miller dribbling around the perimeter, throws it out to his teammate, Smearcheck. Smearcheck to Nemechek. Back to Smearcheck. Lots of checks here. Now you're looking for the balance if you're Valley Heights, and looks like they're going to get a foul on the floor against Axel. They show Lucas Talbot's number, and that's what they say. So Talbot picks up his first foul. 11-5, still 6-point lead here for Axel. Valley Heights throws it in under their own offensive glass. Miller now off the inbound the right wing. 3-point shot straight away! And the stocking! A little bit of candy from Lawson Stryker. Or, excuse me, Brayson Clay. Axel tries to respond to a three-pointer of their own from Shaughnessy. He goes out of bounds after the missed shot. And Valley Heights takes over. So Valley Heights, two threes in this first half. So has Axel. He's seen the both teams taking shots. Shaughnessy, a steal. Goes in quickly, one on three, and he is fouled. Shaughnessy will go up and shoot two. Shaughnessy is such a quick player on the field. It's almost like just watching a NASCAR. Shaughnessy just so fast with such great speed and elusive decision making. His first shot goes up and goes in. Shaughnessy is now 3 for 3. And not only is he just a great fast player, but he is also a fundamental player as here he goes 4 for 4. At the free throw line here in this first quarter. Now 12 points, 12 out of 13 points for Axel. They lead by 5, 13-8, 2:27 to go in the first. Miller takes this one down the court. Throws it out left side to Langston Gray, the freshman. Fourth freshman to come on the court here in this varsity game for the Valley Heights Mustangs. A freshman class of 9, stolen though by Joe Weiberger. His first steal of the game. He sets up Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy is denied, but he goes right back in with it. After the first block, Shaughnessy now with 14 points in the first quarter alone. And it's a pass down the court, a long one. It's stolen, not really an intended target. Axel goes quickly down the floor with it from Bill Weiberger. And they're going to say takeaway here on the floor. Now another takeaway. It's Axel's ball. And now it's Valley Heights' ball. So both teams pinballing. Two straight takeaways, back and forth to each other. Here's another takeaway. It's Wyatt Detweiler on the steal. Sets up Shaughnessy. Rebound. Optimist shot. Kicks back out. Three-pointer is made. Lucas Talbot. Both teams going back and forth with it. Axel has the largest lead of 10. 18-8. 1:30 to go in the first. Preston Smearcheck, the freshman. Here. Taking away. Detweiler one-on-one down the floor, and he goes in for two, and now it's Axel's world. They have finally entered the flow of this game, and they have the largest lead of 12, 20-8, 1:18 to go in the first. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We're right back after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. 20-8. We come after a Valley Heights timeout. They try to break the man-to-man full-court pressure here by Axel. They're down by 12. Valley High is 1:10 to go in this first. Valley High with it underneath the basket. Nemechek misses his shot. Detweiler picks up the rebound. Down the floor fast. Bill Liebarger underneath the basket. He gets it out to Logan Sandman. And the Mountain gets his first point of the season. 22-8. Axel leads by 14 with 45 seconds to go in the first. Play. Setting back up to the top of the perimeter to Nemechek. Ball loose on the floor. They're going to say jump ball. And possession arrow will... Well, they haven't pointed out here, but it looks like possession arrow here for Axel going off the scores table. And yes, it is. They're trying to figure out some substitutions on the side for Axel. They put Joe Liebarger in as well as they keep Bill Liebarger in. So the Liebarger's here on the floor together. And they also put back in Colin Shaughnessy. So Shaughnessy comes back onto the floor. He's got 14 points total. Makes a three-point shot. Drives inside and is able to box out a defender on his way up. Man, Shaughnessy showing all kinds of ways he can get it done. He's got 16 points in the first quarter alone. He's got a steal. He's one-on-one down the floor. And he was an inch away from a dunk. 18 points in the first quarter for Colin Shaughnessy. 26-8. Axel leads with 10 seconds to go in the first. Miller down the floor. Schmidt with a steal. Sets up his teammate, Talbot, and Liebarger. And he goes in for two. Schmidt gets the assist. And all kinds of scoring here for the Axel Eagles. A 20-point lead to exit the first, 28-8. We enter quarter number two. We take a 60-second timeout. We're back after this.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kansaland Radio.
28-8. Axel leads here over the Valley Heights Mustangs after just one quarter of play. Axel Eagles are led by Colin Shaughnessy right now. A shot so bright here. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 2 threes and 18 points in just the first quarter alone. Colin Shaughnessy starting off the 2025-2026 season with an immaculate first game of the year, and that's just the kind of play that Shaughnessy is and the play that he will like to continue to be throughout the season. Valley Heights inbounded in from the right boundary to Miller, and Miller will travel to start for number two. So Valley Heights already 6 turnovers on the half. They gave up back-to-back steals to end the first quarter. Axel with it, Schmidt, Liebarger. Sandman turning around McKee, tries to flip it out to his teammate Colin Shaughnessy. Said he throws it over to me. I can't make that shot from here, though. Ball goes out of bounds, and Axel will keep it. Those are the last one touch was Valley Heights. So Shaughnessy, the inbound man, goes over the top for Sandman. He's trying to set up on an alley. Oops, it finds its way to Liebarger. Schmidt, the ball is loose on the floor, and picking it up is Miller. No, yes, he is. Okay, ball just kind of going everywhere and anywhere there. At midcourt, now finally Valley Heights has it. Miller, here, spinning around a lot and stolen and taken away by Colin Shaughnessy. His third steal of the game, but taken right back away from Valley Heights. And Langston Gray trying to handle this man-to-man pressure from Axel. Valley Heights able to break and get it past half court. Miller on the right side. He's set for his screen, and then he loses the ball out of bounds. That's 2 turnovers here for the Mustangs. in quarter number two. 28-8, a 20-point lead here for the Axel Eagles. A minute ago in the second quarter, an Axel team that went 24-1 last season in the Class 1A Division II state tournament, the second program history. Shaughnessy taking a three-point shot, and misses just barely. The ball goes out of bounds, and now goes to Valley Heights on the possession. Substitution here. Fifth freshman to come into the game for Valley Heights, Brady Anderson. Just a staggering 5'5" on the floor. The freshman, and here nearly losing the ball, and yes, he does. Shaughnessy picks it up. No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. The ball is going everywhere on the floor, and they're going to get a foul against Valley Heights. And you got a team full of 9 freshmen on one court, and on the other side, you have a team that is loaded with seniors and all-state caliber players. It is definitely a tough matchup here for Valley Heights in their second game of the season. Colin Shaughnessy will look to inbound this one. He passes it into Leibarger to Detweiler. Detweiler, right wing, back up to Leibarger. Shaughnessy at the top of the key, looking at Colin for the ball. Here it goes up to the top of the arc to Detweiler. Detweiler passes to Schmidt. Schmidt takes a dribble and drive inside. Shaughnessy tries to fight for the block, and here Ashton will keep the possession. Shaughnessy, an elbow shot, but short of the basket, and the ball goes out of bounds from the airmail. It's 28-8. Axel leads by 20 here. No team has scored yet in the second quarter. Both teams have remained quiet on the score sheet. Nearly 2 minutes into the second quarter with 6:15 to go. And here now, Leibarger takes it away from the freshman. Down the court, Detweiler pump fakes and goes up for his second shot and is fouled. Nothing but steals here from Axel in this quarter and half. Detweiler now up at the free throw line, his first time up in this game. And his first free throw shot of 2025-2026 starts off on a positive note. It's up and in. Our first points here of quarter number two as well. Axel now up by 21, 29-8 with 6:09 left to go in the first half. Detweiler, team lead at quarterback this season, and the step up for Brandon Schmesley does so also on the court side, point guard position this year. And he goes 2-for-2 at the net, at the line. 22-point lead now for Axel. 30-8. Axel taking the ball over. Schmidt on the steal. 1-on-1 down the floor and puts it in for an easy bucket after the steal. Schmidt, 2 steals, 2 assists, and 3 points here in the first half. 32-8. And ball gets lost out of bounds on the right boundary by Valley Heights. They're going to save the foul before that happened. They called against Axel's Joe Leibarger, so he picks up his first foul. And now quickly right after that, Logan Sandman gets the turnover, a takeaway, and then he lets the ball get knocked out of bounds. I believe so, yes. So Valley Heights give it up to Axel. Axel has it. Colin Shaughnessy under the glass. Goes over the top of the perimeter to Leibarger. Swung back out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy quickly inside. Sandman on the fast look, and Sandman is fouled. And I'll tell you what, it is a stark difference between 6'6", Logan Sandman and 2 5'5" guards here on the floor for Valley Heights. I mean, that is an entire foot of difference. Sandman misses his first free throw shot. Now here he looks to sink the second one, and Sandman, he back-shacks both of them, but he's able to make his own rebound. And is fouled again. Logan Sandman, after going 0-for-2 at the line, says, I'll try it again one more time here. So he'll get the second try. Foul was against Langston Gray, his first in the game, so Sandman, his third free throw shot goes up, and that time it rolls off the rim. Sandman still trying to get his first shot of the season from the free throw line. Next one goes up, and it goes out, but looks like Axel stepped inside anyway, so it wouldn't have counted, but Sandman 0-for-4 at the free throw line. sometimes known as the post's deadliest shooting position on the floor, the free throw line. 32-8, Axel still leads, though, by large, 5:32 to go in this second quarter. Miller with just the top perimeter. He swings it left side to his teammate. Now back up to the top to Anderson. Anderson Miller dribbling behind his back. It's taken away by Schmitz. An easy read. He's 1-on-1 down the floor, and he goes in. At Schmitz's second point of this game that he has gotten a steal and finished it with a layup. He's now at a total of 5 points on the half. Axel, another takeaway down the floor. Liebarger in for two off the fast break. 36-8, a 28-point lead for Axel. And Valley Heights will turn it over again. Over double-digit turnovers in this first half. 4:52 remaining in the second. 36-8, Axel leads in a timeout taken here by Valley Heights. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 36-8, Axel leads.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Go in the second quarter, 36-8 to score. Axel leads real quick, giving you some finals from around the area. Girls final, Troy B. Jackson Heights, 63-41. Girls final, Hiawatha B. Orton, 58-51. Boys halftime, Jackson Heights trails by 3 to Troy, 19-16. Holton just came back from a boys final against Silver Lake, 88-43. Silver Lake won. Boys half, Hiawatha, 32-16. Over Horton and over on the Sabetha channel. Sabetha boys just won 61-26 over ACCHS. Also going back a little earlier on the day, girls final, Jeff West 72 over Jefferson Kevin North 41. Miller, they're now at the free throw line for Valley Heights. His first shot is up and it is in. Trying to get the double digits here on the scoreboard for Valley Heights. Miller, he is now 1-for-2 on the game, and now he is 1-for-3 as he makes his first, but misses his second, 36-9. Axel leads with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. Axel with the ball, Sandman with it. Sandman turning, finding Talbot. Back to Sandman, a little pinball action. The Sandman goes in for two, and Talbot gets the assist. 38-9, a 29-point lead for Axel. 4:12 to go in the second, the largest lead for Axel. Anderson with it, drives right lane, kicks out. Back up to the top of the perimeter now for Valley Heights. And they're going to have a foul on the floor called against Axel on the right wing interior. They say it's against Colin Shaughnessy, his second personal in the game. Shaughnessy, he had 18 points in the first quarter. Hasn't scored at all here in the second. And looks like here the referees make the correction. The referees here are confused. They thought at first it was five fouls. They put up to the free throw line. Then they went back to the inbound. Then they went back to the free throw line. Now here they go back to the inbound. So they confirm only four fouls here on the half. And then right afterwards, Valley Heights, they turn it over with a backcourt violation. So let's turn over the half here for Valley Heights. 38-9. Axel leads by 29. 4 minutes to go in the second. Detweiler has it at midcourt. He goes to his left side to Shaughnessy. Back to Detweiler. Detweiler right to Schmidt. Schmidt, baseline, Talbot. Talbot, Sandman in the mountain. Goes up. It is. An avalanche coming here in quarter number two. Sandman, he's already got 4 points in and 6 points on the game. And this might be another backcourt violation, and it is back-to-back backcourt violation for Valley Heights. 42-9, a 31-point lead now for the Axel Eagles. Sean Shaughnessy here on the floor. Looks like for Axel, they'll make a couple of substitutions and adjustments. We'll have Riley Hazenkamp come in. Hazenkamp, a three-point shot here from the left wing, a miss. Rebound picked up by Ben Miller. Miller down the floor. Dribbling with his left hand. Now crosses to his right. Passes to Anderson. Freshman to freshman. Now to Langston Gray. To Smircheck on the right elbow. Ball loose on the floor. And pass to nowhere by Brady Anderson. I think he thought he had an open player down the middle of the court. Looks like they'll stay. It'll stay with Valley Heights, though. Actually, Eagles must have got a wing on the ball. Here's a quick inbound for Anderson. He misses his shot. Sandman gets his first rebound of the season. Shaughnessy flips it far side. Leibarger, here's a three-pointer off the rim. Bill Leibarger gets the rebound. Couldn't get the putback. Here's the second try. Doesn't hit it on the second rebound. Back out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy goes up. He misses the three-point shot. And there is a foul on the floor. And they get the foul against Axel. They say against Logan Sandman. That'll be his first personal of the game. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Still a 31-point lead. 40-9. Axel leads over Valley Heights. First free throw shot is up and good. Here for Preston Smircheck. He had 3 points last Thursday against Marysville, already 4 points in this game. So career high for the freshman, now 5 points. The screen check is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He had a 3-point shot earlier in the first quarter. Now just a 29-point lead, 40-11 for Axel, with 2:43 to go in this quarter. Axel has it at the top of the perimeter. Leibarger now in the right corner, could not hit the 3-point shot. It's picked up for a board from Miller's third rebound of the half ball down the court. A turnover for Valley Heights, and a takeaway for Schmidt. And then as soon as Schmidt gets the takeaway, he gives it right back to Valley Heights on a travel. Axel, 7 turnovers in the first half. Valley Heights with 12. 2:27 to go in the second. 40-11, 29-point lead for Axel. I think mentioned that both teams here and double bonus in this quarter, so when you foul, you put your opponent to the free throw line. Valley Heights with it. They toss it in on the baseline into Langston Gray. Gray loses the ball on the court. It just falls right out of his hand. Leibarger gets the steal. It's Detweiler. Schmitz, he takes a three-pointer. It's off the rim. Leibarger picks up the rebound, though, and resets it back out to Schmitz. To Leibarger. Inside to Talbot. And Talbot now 5 points on the half. 42-11. A 31-point game again here for Axel. Their largest lead with 2 minutes to go in the second. Valley Heights in control of the ball. It's Bryson plays, the sophomore. Swings it out to Anderson. Anderson takes the three but does not make it. Anderson takes it down the court here for Axel to be Detweiler, and then Talbot goes in for another layup. Back-to-back here for Lucas Talbot, for the 6-foot senior. A letter winner from last year, averaged 1.5 rebounds and points per game. 1:20 to go in the first half, and Valley Heights really turning the ball over, but they say Axel swaps it out of bounds. Valley Heights inbounding it from the Axel bench, left boundary. Down by 33, 44-11, with 1:15 to go in the second. Miller spinning around on the right elbow. Has to get it out. He does to the right corner. Langston. Langston goes inside to Gray, or excuse me, to Smircheck. Smircheck nearly turns the ball over, has it again on the front court, and he will get denied. Detweiler down the court. Turning the ball over on a long pass and steal here for Valley Heights. Miller, left-hand driving down the floor, takes a spin and a foul by Axel with 44.1 seconds to go. It's 44-11, a 33-point lead for Axel. And make sure to stay tuned for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Media Call and close to home, far from that, on the island, cc.edu. First shot up and in for Ben Miller. As we are in double bonus for both sides. Miller, there are two made free throw shots in this game. Last time he went 1 for 2, this time he goes 2 for 2. Ben Miller now 3 of 5 on the game. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter, 44-13. Axel lead with the ball, and it is knocked out of bounds by Valley Heights. Axel will have it on the right corner boundary. Joe Weibarger goes up midcourt to Wyatt Detweiler. Diller pumps in front. Checks to his right to Schmidt. Schmidt, Talbot. He's had 2 straight layups. Couldn't get the third. Weibarger underneath the basket. He had back-to-back rebounds that could not go in. That is the second time that we have seen Bill Weibarger, have 2 straight offensive rebounds and not be able to put in his own basket. Unfortunately, this time he does go up to the free throw line. He's being fouled. He misses his first shot. A 31-point lead, 44-13 with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's all Axel. And going in for the second shot is Bill Weibarger. So he misses the first and makes the second. The 32-point lead now for Axel, 45-13. Anderson drives in, kicks out for Valley Heights. Anderson now nearly losing the ball in the right wing. Keeps it, spins it around to his teammate, and a 3-point shot to end the half. The biggest spark of momentum this IIT team has had by far. Bryson Clay's nails a 3 to end the half, but still a 45-16 game. Axel's up on top by 29 points. We'll take a quick break. We're back for a halftime show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Axel, 45. Valley Heights, 16.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We're tuned in for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. The Axel Eagles ending the first half 45-16 on top of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Outscoring the Mustangs 25-8 in quarter one and 23-8 in quarter number two. So again, just a really dominant first half performance by Axel. 14 steals, 9 rebounds, 3 threes, 8 of 14 at the free throw line, and only 8 offensive turnovers. Actually, this is an incredible first half performance. Colin Shaughnessy led this quarter with 18 points all in the first quarter. 2 3 throws, 4 at the free throw line, and 2 rebounds and 3 steals, all for Colin Shaughnessy. So a good night first half for him. Of course, he got some time off in the second quarter. I'm not sure you'll see him really too much here left in this game. Valley Heights can't make this one competitive in the second half, but again, it kind of comes down to the fact that this is an actual team that returns basically everyone, nearly. I mean, they did lose a couple great seniors, Brandon Schmesley and Stuart Rochman, but it comes down to it, they've returned 10 letter winners and 4 returning starters from a 24-1 team last season that won the state title. So, you know, on paper, this is a good team. This is a team that is going to probably go on and win a second consecutive state championship in basketball. If you look at Valley Heights, they're more of a rebuilding team, a team that is trying to find an identity, and they do so with a pretty young class. They only have two seniors, one of them that only plays, and they have no juniors, as their only junior is out right now from injury, Everson Parker, who got hurt against Marysville. So you only have one upperclassman. Other than that, they rely on your other 14 underclassmen, 5 sophomores and 9 freshmen. Valley Heights has already played 6 freshmen in this game. And again, you're playing 6 freshmen against a team that is junior and senior heavy. That's excellent. And again, that's just a really tough matchup to kind of go against their second game of the season. But I said that Valley Heights, they have a really great team in the upcoming years when it comes to that young freshman class. There's a lot of promise here from these young freshmen. Ben Millen, 5 points the first half, 3 rebounds, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Preston Schmierczyk, freshman, a steal, 5 points, 3 pointers, 2 at the free throw line, and a rebound. So, again, look at some of these younger guys. Bryson Clays, he had 2 threes in the first half there for Valley Heights as well. Only 3 scores compared to the Axel 7, but when you look at this upcoming class, I've talked with Kenny Steinberg. I've talked to you with Jordan Brockstrom, the AD of Valley Heights. I mean, what in the upcoming near future Valley Heights do you see? You see a very inspirational and exceptional group upcoming here from this freshman and sophomore level. But again, they got to get there. They got to get that experience. And they're facing a team that is just out of the world. They're facing a team that is probably the most likely winner here, the Class 1A Division II title. So again, you know, you kind of take your bumps and take your bruises. You go into the second half and you go, okay, what can we adjust as a young team? What can we do differently? What can we get better at here? And maybe if you fire off with all those cylinders, you give yourself some chance, and maybe they can win a competitive game. But again, Valley Heights, they have a lot of adjustments they got to make. They got to rebound better. They got to turn the ball over less. They had a stretch. They had 2 straight backcourt violations. They had a stretch. They had 3 straight steals at midcourt given up to Axel. They had stretches where they had consecutive travels. So again, it's fundamental basketball. I mean, these are guys. I mean, most of the team, they were eighth graders last year. They didn't play at a high intensity varsity level, and they were just kind of threw into the thick of it, right? You know, the first couple games of the season. So again, this is a team that will take their bumps, they will take their bruises, but they will get better. They will improve, and they have a second half to do so. They have a second chance to prove that here against the Axel Eagles, a team that is state caliber, a team that is state championship caliber. And when you talk about early competitive teams in the season, your Valley Heights, this is a game that you love to have. This is a game where you test yourself, where you really put yourself against the limit on, you know, what can our young guys handle against top teams in the state. And this is a top team in the state, possibly the top team in the state. Valley Heights, they come out in the second half, turn the ball over less, rebound more, be more physical, and get up to the free throw line. Well, if you're Axel, there's not much advice I can give. Just continue to be dominant, as they have been. And Shaughnessy finished with 18 points there in that first half, all there in the first quarter. We'll take a quick 2 minutes up aside. We'll be right back here for the start of the second half, the third and the fourth quarter. Just a reminder, when a team is up by 30 going into the fourth quarter, it is the running clock, so potential running clock there to follow. But again, Axel's going to continue to stay on top. Valley Heights Mustangs, well, they got to get the gears turning. All right, we'll step aside for a quick 2 minute break. Valley Heights down 45-16 here at the half to the Axel Eagles.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelDealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel.
Visit your local Steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NBCH among the top-performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And we come back for our Highland Halftime Show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, park on the highlandcc.edu. Shout out to Highland Community College. Finish up my classes on Thursday for my third semester. I graduate in the spring with my associate's degree. So again, shout out to Highland Community College for being our halftime sponsor here on 92.1 KMZA. 45-16, a 29-point lead here for the actual Eagles over Valley Heights as we start quarter number three. Two more quarters to go in 16 minutes altogether. Buckle up. We still got a long ride here left to go. Might be potentially a little shorter, I should say, depending if we ended this fourth quarter with a maybe running clock, which, again, when I talk about a halftime, the big thing for Valley Heights is to make those adjustments, turn the ball over less, rebound more, be aggressive, big key, get to the fourth quarter, and don't let it be a running clock. Don't let yourselves get down by more than 30 points. They're down by 29. Actually, they started with the ball in the third quarter. Smith drives inside, misses the layup, and he is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. 7:47 to go here in the third quarter. He just got it started. Axel scored 25 points in the first quarter, 28 points in the first quarter and 23 points in the second. Just a little dominant half there by the Axel Eagles. And, of course, wanting to continue that domination. Here at the free throw line, one for two. Smith goes. He's only 17 points scored there in the second quarter there for Axel. So 28 points in the first quarter, 17 there in the second. A little mismatch on my math. I got quickly corrected. Valley Heights with it at the top of the perimeter. Right side swing out to Smircheck. Smircheck on the right wing drives inside. Now has to go back out. Axel, man-to-man defense. They've applied lots of pressure. 14 steals in the first half, forcing well over 15 turnovers for Valley Heights. And Valley Heights will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Being fouled and heading up to the line. Bryson Clay, who had two threes made in the first half. the young sophomore at 3 points in his game against Marysville last Thursday. Here he's at 7 points as he makes his first free throw shot. Bryson Clays now leading the team in scoring in this game, the 7 points, and now makes it eight. He goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Now 10 points on the season for Bryson Clays. 46-18. Back still up. 6:26 to go in the third quarter over Valley Heights. Here's a three-pointer by Schmidt. It's a deep miss, but it's rebounded by Leibarger. Leibarger, Schmezzi, the three. Excuse me, no, Shaughnessy. Got too used to saying Schmezzi from last year on those deep threes. And Shaughnessy misses it. Now Valley Heights with it. On the baseline, a missed shot, and Shaughnessy picks up the rebound. Shaughnessy forces it quickly down the court. Leibarger keeps it from going out of bounds, but it turns it over into the hands, or I should say the hooves of Mustang. Now back into the wings of an Axel Eagle. And now the ball is loose on the floor again, but Axel's able to recover it. So back-to-back turnovers for both sides. Axel comes up with it, though. That was the top of the perimeter. He's got a straightaway shot if he wants to take it. Instead, he heads out to his left to Schmidt. Schmidt, Leibarger, quick pull the trigger for a three. A missed shot, and Logan Sandman swats the ball out of bounds. And Valley Heights will take over, 46-18. A 28-point lead for Axel with 5:23 to go in the third quarter. Ben Miller, the freshman, has it for the Mustangs. But now he does it. Leibarger down the court, one-on-one, splits it out to his teammate, and will get the assist. Detweiler goes in for two. 6 points in the game for Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler averaged nearly 6 points a game last season. He's already got his average. Here to start 2025, 2026, the first game of the season for Axel. Only a few probably teams here in the Twin Valley League and overall in Kansas that are probably playing their first game tonight. Most, well, I'd say majority of teams opened up their season last Tuesday, and if not, they definitely most of them opened up last Friday or Thursday. And here, this is Axel's first game. Valley Heights turns the ball over on an inbound, holding it too long. 48-18. Axel leads by 30. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Chance for a running clock in the fourth for Axel. They can lead by 30 going into the quarter. Leibarger, Detweiler, over top. Shaughnessy setting up an alley-oop for Sandman, and Sandman will come down with it and then go right back up for an easy bucket for two. 32-point lead now for Axel. 50-18. 4 minutes to go in the third. Valley Heights has it. Clays, a leading scorer here for Valley Heights with eight. Gets it up to his right side to Anderson, and Anderson is pushed out of bounds. They get the foul against Joe Leibarger. That is Leibarger's third foul of the game. And the second team foul of the quarter against Axel. Only one team foul here against Valley Heights. Toss it underneath the glass by Sierczyk for the Mustangs. Push it in the left corner. Ball's in a tight spot, but able to wedge it out here. Valley Heights in for two. Great job by the freshman. Ostrich Nemechek. Great moves on the floor to go in for two. Contracted to a 30-point game, 50-20. But Axel makes a quick response. I believe Wyatt Detweiler out the easy bucket. Now underneath the basket, Axel makes the rebound through Schmidt. Schmidt takes it down the floor. He's working one-on-one. It's Langston Gray. And he makes a quick pass down the floor from backcourt to frontcourt. Logan Sandman. Schmidt's his third assist of the game. Sandman, his 10th point. 54-20. It's 34-point lead. Largest of the game here for Axel. With 2:42 to go in the third. Valley Heights. Clays with it in the right corner. Takes his left foot inside the arc. Takes it back out. Passes it to Anderson. But Anderson at 5'5" is easily denied by Sandman. Sandman didn't even have to jump to block that. That's impressive. Shaughnessy drops back. Takes a long two and hits it. Sandman now, excuse me, Shaughnessy now with 20 points on the game. A timeout here is taken at 2:15 to go in the third quarter. A 36-point lead, 56-20. Axel leads. Well, it looks like it's just going to maybe be a substitution timeout, so we'll actually keep things here. So it's the substitutions. They make a sub change, and that'll be all. 2:15 in the third. They put in Reese Parker, the freshman from Valley Heights, the seventh freshman to take on the court here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Bryson plays. Plays out to Anderson. Anderson drives inside. Flips it out to his teammate, Smircheck. Smircheck, right foot inside the arc. Cuts in with it. Now on the baseline. Puts it back up top to his teammate, Anderson, at the perimeter. Anderson, long two, will brew up here for Clay from the short corner, but a miss. And Abram Costa will come up with the rebound, his first time in this game. Liebarger, Bill, back up to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy shoots a three, and it's nothing but net. We're calling Shaughnessy 23 points on the game for the 6'2 senior. 18 points in the first quarter, 5 here in quarter 3. A 39-point lead for Ashland with 1:22 to go in the third quarter. Valley Heights, Anderson dropping back for a two-point shot. Their three-point shot misses it. Rebounded by Liebarger, then turned over. Ball taken away by Anderson off of the steal. Valley Heights back with it. A short corner jumper and missed by Clay. Rebound and picked up by Clayton Heinen. Now Shaughnessy down the floor. Thought about maybe a dunk. Instead, he goes in for two. Shaughnessy now with 25 points on the game. Can he break 30? It's 61-20. Actually, they've broken 30 points in the differential. And 60 on this game. Anderson to the top of the key. He's up for two. His first point of this game and his third point of the season. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Axel with a monumental lead, 61-22. Ball spotted on the baseline, and it will be turned over. Ball is taken away by Valley Heights. Down the court, Bryson Clays in a, I'm going to say the ball is kicked. Looks like the running clock has been enforced, and it will run into the fourth. State Valley Heights get a playoff here. The ball is swatted out of bounds, and as it's swatted out of bounds, we hear the buzzer. We enter the fourth quarter. It'll be an all-running clock in the fourth. 61-22, still all Axel. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports for the start of the fourth quarter here on 92.1 KMZA. 61-22. Axel has the dominant lead here over Valley Heights. We'll have a running clock for the entirety here of the fourth quarter. Axel has put in their JV team, but their bench team, if you will, here. Lucas Talbot, Riley Hazenkamp, Abram Costell, Bill Liebarger, and Clayton Heinen. Of course, some of them, of course, getting some time on JV. Here, Miller on the right corner on the inbound from Valley Heights. The ball gets denied out of bounds. They're going to say Axel swats it out. So Valley Heights will have it on the inbound. Reminder upcoming here this week on Friday, 92.1 KMZA will be covering Nemaha Central against Holton. It'll also be on the Holton channel, the Justin Flug and the Holton channel on the coverage. Allie Heights inbounding back in from the right sideline after a personal foul by Axel. It was against Joe Liebarger, his second of the game. Die High with it. Anderson, Miller, driving inside. Ball is swatted away. We stay here down on the Valley Heights offensive side of the court. Austin Stryker, here back out on the floor for Valley Heights. On the inbound will be Brady Anderson. Anderson peeks to his left. He's got his teammate in Bryson Slays. Plays out to Miller. Miller to Anderson. Anderson back up to the top of the perimeter. Drive inside. Ball is loose on the floor. And they're going to say there's a foul. Contact at the elbow by Axel. 6:16 to go on the fourth. Running clock 61-22. Axel with the lead by 39. Allie Heights with it. Off the inbound. Ball loose on the ground. Miller picks it up. Puts it back up to the top of the wing. Right side. Here's Smircheck. Smircheck. Three-pointer. Or excuse me, two. Long two. And he goes in for two. Now, Axel. They're trying to respond. Lucas Talbot, he is blocked underneath the basket. And it's back to the Valley Heights Mustangs. Ben Miller. And a foul at the top of the key. Axel's Clayton Hyde, and he picks up his first one. Clayton Hyde, a letter winner returner from last season. Clock still rolling at 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 61-24. Be sure after this match, you stay tuned for our post-game show, as well as our Player of the Game segment. Shout out to both our sponsors and the B Outdoors Real Estate, as well as the Farmers State Bank. Also, of course, coaches shows are on the way. Our KMGA weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evening, starting at 5:30 p.m. Our second week here of coaches shows starts tomorrow. You're on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Die Heights inbound to Enda Miller. Miller popping down the left side of the wing to Anderson. Anderson one-on-one against Talbot. Getting a little loose with the ball. Passes it to his teammate in Clays. And Clays loses the ball out of bounds. It's another turnover to the Mustangs. And we're 20-plus here in the game. Roughly. 61-24. Axel leads Talbot on the baseline. Misses the easy shot. Ball back out to the perimeter. Talbot will take a short corner shot. And will miss that one as well. Rebound is picked up by Lawson Stryker, his first rebound of the game, 61-24. So far, is an all-underclassman who has scored here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. And here a turnover for Valley Heights. Back in the hands of Axel, a steal from Heinen, and then trying to push the ball down the court. A little too much of a push, throwing it all the way down the court. It's a turnover as the ball sails out of bounds, 61-24. Still the running clock with 3:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Miller goes inside on the baseline to Stryker and then denied at the very top of the key. Axel takes back over after the block and Liebarger nearly tries to go in with it. I believe Liebarger will go up and shoot to the free throw line, and yes, he will. He is shot fouled. So Liebarger had 3 points in the first half and went 1 of 2 at the free throw line with 4 rebounds. In first game of the season here for Axel, and they have opened up in what has been a goodie here for their team. First shot goes up and goes in. Axel, quarter by quarter breakdown, 28 points in the first, 17 points in the second, and 16 points in the third. Here they get their first points in quarter number 4 from Liebarger, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Second free throw shot missed, rebounded by Talbot, and Talbot, he is able to put it back in for 2. So Talbot, the 6-foot senior, here with 9 points on the game. Steal, and Clayton Heinen misses the easy layup, but able to get the put back is Bill Liebarger. 5th rebound of the game for Liebarger, and 6 total points. Allie Heights with the ball, not anymore, taken away by, Liebarger, and missing an easy layup. And another easy layup missed by Heinen. Die High, back down the floor. And another takeaway. Heinen down the court and nearly trying to tuck it with Phil Liebarger, his 6'2" sophomore. Unfortunate miss on the dunk. 2 minutes to go with the running clock in the fourth, 66-24. 42-point lead for Axel. And we'll put up the three-throw line, Bryson Clays. Clays on up the free-throw line. Of course, the clock still running here. Upcoming Valley High, they have Riley County on Friday. Next Tuesday, they'll have Centralia, and then they'll have their winner showcase Sayre Central, Fairbury, and Superior. Axel, they finish out with just two games before the winter break. Cornerstone next Tuesday and Linden next Friday. And then they'll come back against Washington County on January the 2nd. And another PBL opponent against Frankfurt on January the 6th. Valley Heights. Rebound by Anderson. Down the court here. They're losing the ball. Think maybe could have come on a travel there, but they don't go for the call. Hazen Camp makes the defensive rebound, pushes the ball down the court, gets the assist. Taplin goes in for two. Taplin now 11 points on the game. 4 points here, all in the fourth quarter. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. It's a 44-point game for Axel, 68-24. What an opener of the season here for the Axel Eagles as they open their first home game next Tuesday against Cornerstone, as I mentioned before. And Talbot goes in for two. An elbow shot, and Talbot just in a flow here in this second half. There were 7 points in the first half, six here in the second, 13 points total for the young man. 20 seconds left to go in this fourth. Valley High trying to get up on the board for the first time this season. Reese Parker, the freshman, and his career could not go in. Now just 10 seconds left to go. And it looks like Axel will hold this one out, and they will win it by 44 points. 70-26 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. A total domination here put on by the Axel Eagles. We take a step aside. We come back for our final segment, post-game and player of the game here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Axel 70, Valley Heights 26.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
As the spirit of the holidays warms our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to ensure you stay healthy enough to enjoy every moment. You can celebrate knowing the highest quality care is close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital is here for our community, offering emergency services, a family medicine clinic, and a specialty clinic with nearly 30 different specialists, and more. Sabetha Community Hospital, caring for you and your family this holiday season and all year long. Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, here for a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Also, it's our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. I'm Kernan Prophet, Kirk Kelman back in studio again. Our final segment here, wrap-up of tonight's action. We just got through with the boys' game. Axel Eagles, total domination here over the Valley Heights Mustangs, 72-26, a 44-point victory there for the Axel Eagles. Breakdown quarter by quarter, 25-8 after the first quarter, 45-16 at the end of the first half, scoring 17 points in the second quarter for Axel, and then 16 points in the third quarter, and then 9 in the fourth, ending that third quarter, 61-22. Axel had their bench throughout the entire fourth quarter. And again, the final score is 72-26. This game really got off on the right footing for Axel, and Colin Shaughnessy came out and scored 18 points in the first quarter. There's no other really better way else to say it. Shaughnessy came out and said, all right, I'm just going to shoot the ball. And he did, and they went well. And that's how Shaughnessy operates, and that's what he will do this season, is he's just going to be that kind of a player. He averaged 14 points per game last season, and already he starts his first game of his senior campaign with a 25-point performance, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 three-pointers, and 4-for-4 at the free throw line. So if I don't give him the player of the game, well, you could probably run me out of town, Axel. So I am going to give him the player of the game. Colin Shaughnessy, a 25-point performance, absolutely incredible there by the 6'2" senior guard. Also, shout-out to Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior, who had 10 points on the game, and Lucas Talbot, who finished with 13 points on the game there for Axel. Axel finished with nearly 20 steals on the game against Valley Heights, forcing over 25 turnovers on the game against the Mustangs. Valley Heights, they were led by Bryson Clays, the sophomore, with 8 points and 2 threes. Ben Miller, 5 points. Preston Schmierczyk with 7, and then Brady Anderson with 2. Only 5 came up and scored for Valley Heights, whereas 7 were able to get on the board for the Axel Eagles. All of the Valley Heights Mustangs scoring was by underclassmen, 4 out of 5 all freshmen. So again, a very young team upcoming here, a bright future for Valley Heights. You definitely cannot count this team out. They're a team that's going to look for improvement. They're going to be looking to step into the right direction each and every single game they play this season, and of course the upcoming season with just a young roster. And there was a lot of bright spots on that team. Sorry for the sophomore, Clay. He can drop back and he can hit threes really well. He's really great at the free throw line. Smircheck, freshman, also great at being aggressive, taking three-point shots, great at the free throw line, moving the ball down the field. Ben Miller, he was a good point guard, especially in that first half, but kind of got locked out in half number two. So, and you kind of keep going here. A lot of young freshmen, a lot of young players, there is promises for this future. This Mustangs team is going to be pretty tough here in the upcoming years, but again, they got to get this. They got to keep building that program up and get these freshmen and these sophomores locked and loaded for these upcoming seasons. But they can still get a good record this year. They can still get a good finish this year. They just got to keep improving every single game. Of course, Axel out of the gate, one of the top teams in the entire state in Class 1A Division 2. After winning the state title last year at 24-1, they will look to do the same this year, and they already start their campaign with a 1-0 start, winning 72-26. So again, real quick, from the night, Valley Heights girls, they won over Axel 41-37. Valley Heights improves to 2-0 on this season and 1-0 in the TVL. Axel drops to 1-1 in the league, 1-1 overall and 0-1 in the league. Axel boys go to 1-0 overall, and the Valley Heights Mustangs go to 1-0-2 overall. From Kurt Tillman, from me, Krenan Prophet, from everybody here in the MSC Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening, and we'll see you Friday for an email.